So at my job, I have the ability to read presentations for loans. And there was a loan that came that we did. It's a $60 million loan for a very large master development. It has many phases. It has its own lakes and ponds. And it's gorgeous. And it's running a year behind schedule. So it's running behind schedule, so people get nervous. And then the question came, how does this thing look? Have you been there? That's the owner of our institution asked these questions. And so I had the privilege of sending out photos. And they send a Stark Industries, Tesla, whatever you want to call it, drone up in the sky. And they take photos from a far distance. And when I sent those photos out, everyone was happy, because they got to see that this thing is state of the art. It is on schedule for the most part. It is beautiful. It's a 10,000 foot level that they saw everything. Today we will look at a specific scripture in the Bible, and we will look at it from a very high level and then drill down into it. If I could ask you, please, turn to Colossians 2, verse 16. Colossians 2, verse 16. We'll read it first and then go through it. Colossians 2, verse 16. Now, if your Bible is like my Bible, there is writing everywhere before this verse, after this verse, and this verse, because you have to correct your Bible. And here is the verse. So let no one judge you in eating or in drinking or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance of Christ. So looking at this from a 10,000 foot level, we can see Christians were enjoying the biblical festivals with eating and drinking, which is what we're doing here today. And apparently we're being judged by those who believed in philosophies of self-denial. Paul mentions these ideas later in the chapter: do not touch, do not taste, do not handle. We are to celebrate and observe the dietary restrictions, God's festival days, and God's Sabbaths. You know, speaking of dietary restrictions, a story popped into my head. Two Sabbaths ago, it was a beautiful Sabbath morning, and I'm looking out my back window, and I walk outside, and all I hear is squealing so loud you must be able to see it from a mile away, or hear it from a mile away. It was a pig. Pigs squeal, and pigs are designed to be eaten, not by humans. And in this case, God's Sabbath day was okay because something was eating it, and it was not a human. But anyhow, God's festival days and God's Sabbaths. And we are here doing exactly what Paul's talking about, celebrating God's day, an annual holy day. The new moon means Feast of Tabernacles. You don't need to turn there. Leviticus 23:24, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, that is today. We're here. It's a new moon. So have you ever said anything that just crushed you? Story of my life. In many ways, I say something and I regret it. Once I volunteered for something and I just didn't realize what I was getting myself into. I volunteered for a three-year assignment, and I had to go to all these meetings and people talking, and I had to do things. It was torture, all because the wonderful example given to us in James, we don't need to go there, but you know the analogy, the tongue can set a whole forest on fire. The ship can be turned by the little thing. One sentence out of my mouth, and I literally had to walk a mile and a half every couple weeks to go to a union meeting, a union hall, a 200-year-old building in Chicago. Very prestigious, so they thought. And I had to meet with people and talk about things that were, you know, everyone, what they're doing, bragging. And of course, in my youth, I didn't have anything to brag about. I didn't do anything. So I just had to listen. And if anyone knows me, listening is not what I like doing. I like talking. Anyhow, the tongue does steer the ship. The tongue does set fire in the analogies. You can see right now, this is the Feast of Trumpets. And we are on course right now. We are on course in the master plan given to us by God. Well, the ship will not change. It is one way, absolute. But we are on that ship. And you better believe we could be picked off. We can go left or we can go to the right. And right now, Satan hates this day. He hates it. And he's attacking us. I know everyone here has been attacked. It's happened to us. And it's just, where is this coming from? I feel that Halloween was designed to be around this time. You know, forget about anything other than Halloween. That's what the world is. Well, we're trying to celebrate the return of Christ. Anyhow, the second focal point of the message is the second half of it, of Colossians 2:16, which is a shadow. Are a shadow of things to come means Christ is going to return, and its glory, the glory of Christ's return, is so much greater than this day. But another way to look at these shadows is to see that they help us picture the objects of which they are overshadowing. For example, Passover clearly represents the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and foreshadows the event. Pentecost foreshadows the coming of the Holy Spirit at the beginning of the new church. We know the plan. In the same way, the fall festivals show foreshadow events that have not yet taken place. It is wonderful to know these things. One of the things I struggle with, because humans have that we don't have the ability to comprehend certain things. But one of the things I struggle with is, what is it going to be like to see a man in a cloud coming down from outer space? What is that going to be like? And the world, to watch how they respond, and the disgust that will be in the world at that time, which I find it hard to believe it's going to be worse than it is now, but what is that going to be like? I just can't fathom it. One of the things my grandfather used to always say is, you know, during the times of at the end, it is possible, and it's said, that dreams will be given to some, and they will dream of such specific things that the brain can't even process. It's possible. And don't think I've had any of those, but during the end times, it's possible that we could have that. Conclusion. You must prove all things. It starts with proof. You look at the Bible, you read the Bible, you pray, and you prove it. And we did that today. We are all here. We proved that this day is the day of trumpets, and there should be nothing stopping us, God willing, to be here. And it is glorious to see everyone here, my family. We know this day. It is the seventh month. It's the first day of the seventh month. We're following it exactly as Jesus the Christ did. We are keeping the dietary laws, which isn't the focus of today. We're keeping the annual Sabbath. There is one holy day on the new moon. We're here. We're observing it. These things we do, and we must do them always. We learn more about God's master plan.